in Chicago and living her life in Chicago. And so it's proper that there be a monument in Chicago on the south side of Chicago for Ida B. Wells.
People were starting to go to Ida's gravesite to place I voted stickers on election day. And then some people were starting to even have little ceremonies on her birthday in the cemetery. And so that made me realize, you know, people really do need a specific location that they can go to in order to honor somebody that they really have respect for.
A master of metalwork, Richard Hunt manages to fashion tons of steel into 40-foot-tall flickering flames reminiscent of the lightness and brilliance of ether projecting skyward as though illuminating the heavens. In this way, Hunt's creation transcends Wells' physical form in favor of reflecting her qualities of leadership and courageous spirit.